It's 9 minutes past 10, and thank you, Jim, for that glowing tribute to Don. And we all remember him and what he's done for the community of Western Sydney.
And Darren, you know, we only do those things because we generally mean it, and we sparingly do them, the significance of telling the story of great people. And Don was just one of those people, unassuming, but you knew he was in the room and he did good. And I think that's the memories I have of my friend, Don Steen.
And to the show. I think I might save the riddle for the top of 11 a.m.
Okay.
Let's just get straight into it. So would you like to introduce our first guest?
I do, and I'm taking a bit of poetic license because I want to say Happy New Year to a very, very good man, first and foremost, who happens to be the Lord Mayor of Parramatta. Councillor Bob Dwyer, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and your family, and thanks for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and I this morning.
Hey, good morning, Jim, and good morning, Darren. Happy New Year to you both. And I just say, Jim, obviously you spoke about Don. Obviously, I knew Don as well. He actually lived in my street, or did live in my street, as you can imagine. Don was a fantastic fella, and you gave a great tribute to him, so thank you.
And can I also say, Lord Mayor, I went and saw Shirley this morning to offer my condolences, and in the silence of our conversation, or in the silence of knowing things, you in your own way was there yesterday offering your condolences. And again, that tells the measure of the man of you and the relationship with Don and just what you do for our community. No comments other than just thank you for what you continue to do for people.
Yeah, thanks, Jim.
Lord Mayor,
I was going to say, Lord Mayor, how's the city holding up in COVID times? Can you give us a bit of an update of what's happened over Christmas and the New Year, and any changes in the plans for festivities over January and Australia Day?
Look, Darren, it's been a tough year last year, and we're glad to see the end of it. Obviously, now we're moving into 2021, and we had some super plans for this year. Particularly for Australia Day and New Year. But of course, COVID come in to bite us again, and we had to sort of curb our great thoughts. We had ideas, obviously, to have our normal Australia Day events, but to have 50,000 people in Parramatta was just beyond us. Obviously, with COVID and whatever, we just couldn't do it. So obviously, we try to move to a modified celebration. Of course, Summer Nights concert during January. We're going to have over 4 weeks. We're going to have a whole range of activities in Parramatta. We're going to have a cinema in the park. We're going to have jazz concerts and live music shows. And we had even had roller skating on the top of our car park in Parramatta. And these were all designed to assist our restaurants and our business in Parramatta to make it activated and bring people to Parramatta. Unfortunately, due to the restricted COVID things that came in again by the government, we had to sort of pause on those. We haven't actually cancelled them. We've paused on them and try to pick a date when hopefully the Premier will give us more leeway to go forward. And we're going to bring those things back to Parramatta again. So we're ready to celebrate, but we've sort of got hamstrung at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's what it is with COVID at the moment. And I know we're having no guests in Studio Adelaide 90.5 at the moment, probably till the end of the month. Likewise, to follow the government regulations and recommendations. So not having guests in the studio is us following a recommendation. But hopefully by the time we can have guests in the studio, you can be back in here saying that Summer Nights is on again, and we can all hopefully maybe celebrate those summer nights in February. So that leads me on to thinking about Australia Day itself. Australia Day is something that we can't really delay or postpone. So what's City of Parramatta going to do for Australia Day?
Well, again, Darren, we had plans to have 5,000 people in Parramatta Park, and that was cut back to 2,000, and we thought we might be able to do something. But we were caught out by the state borders on COVID, where our entertainers who were designed to come to Parramatta couldn't get their bands to Parramatta because they were caught up in whether it be Victoria or South Australia or Queensland, whatever. So it got to a very difficult stage where we just could not go ahead with that major event. And so we've had to pause on that, and we'll put that forward as soon as we can. We're still going to continue, obviously, with our citizenship ceremonies, like most other councils. They're continuing with those. In our case, we're having them online because obviously, again, due to COVID restrictions, we had them planned to have in Riverside theatres, but because of the restrictions in the theatre, it didn't make too much sense to have only about 60 or 70 people in there when we can obviously do the same number online without any COVID problems. So we're still going to do the citizenship ceremonies, and we'll just move forward, and we're going to obviously hope that we can get our summer night series off in a quick way. Hopefully, you know, we can't set a date because this COVID restrictions keep changing by the week. But hopefully, if that can be done in February or at least March, that's what we're looking forward to.
Lord Mayor, we're going to go to a little break, if you don't mind. Thank you again for the seriousness with which you take your role in trying to help all the diverse communities that live in Parramatta. You and I often have informal and formal conversations, and always at the forefront, you put your community first. And both Darren and I, on behalf of Spotlight at 90.5, want to thank you for what you do there. We'll just go to a little break and we'll come back and ask some questions looking at PCYC, palliative care, the jail, so much happening in and around Parramatta.
Alive 90.5.
It's 22 minutes past 10. Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're very fortunate to have on the line our Lord Mayor of Parramatta, Councillor Bob Dwyer, who's joined us this morning to talk about what's happening in 21 in and around Parramatta. And really, there's an amazing things happening. Lord Mayor, something very close to me, and I know it is to you and to many, many thousands of people over the 50 years that it has been in operation, is, of course, PCYC, an institution, an establishment that has helped many, many young people and other people develop into fine citizens. And I know you speak very highly of them. Where are we at, if I could ask you, with regards to the future development of PCYC?
Yeah, Jim, obviously it's a complicated discussion. I think obviously PCYC are currently living in temporary premises down here in George Street and obviously looking for a permanent home. They've been reaching out to the state government to look at potential sites within Parramatta where they might be able to get a permanent home. But it appears that some of those plans are sort of being caught up in the political processes within state government. Obviously, the government wants to move in one direction. Maybe the opposition has other views. So, unfortunately, PCYC is hanging out there looking for a home. Now, you know, I grew up with the Police Boys Club in Parramatta, and so did you, Jim. And, you know, the PCYC, under its new name, is a fantastic spot where we're getting, you know, literally thousands of young people go through there every week, love the place, but it's a situation where their lease falls due in a couple of years, and it's getting a bit urgent, and, you know, they're looking forward to finding a permanent home, and I'm sort of there trying to shake the tree, for a better word, to find out what's currently available for them, because we really need to move quickly. Otherwise, it's going to finish up with their lease falling due and they have nowhere to go.
Well, Lord Mayor, and again, I don't want to embarrass you, but it's people like your father in particular who helped start other clubs who gave the legacy to many, many young people. And I think the PCYC, as you rightly pointed out, has done exactly the same. The people do want to leave a legacy, and Parramatta Police Boys Club has been an institution that has created so much good for our community. And we wish you all the very best to, from the front foot, lead with getting that established to help future generations. And I know you're very strong. As you said, it was a very important part of my life growing up from about age 11 to 13, 14. And I know that it was an important part of your development and so on. And if there's anything that we can do, and I know a lot of people want to see that resurrected in a sense of its permanency, we're there to help. So what can we do, if I can ask you, please, to help us continue this journey?
Well, Jim, I'd reach out to all the listeners and say, look, you know, this is very, very important. Our young people need places to go to be, you know, kept off the street and be entertained and improve their skills in a whole range of ways. I'd ask that they go and talk to their local state members of parliament in their area and encourage them to sort of push this onto an urgency issue, that we want some sort of decision for the PCYC so they can plan for the future. So I'd ask all our listeners, please talk to the people that you know and try to get this on the major subject, so to speak, in Parramatta.
Thank you very much, and we'll endeavour to do that, particularly here at Spotlight and particularly individually in our roles that we play in the community. We're getting nearly to the end. I can't believe every time we get so much to talk about. Lord Mayor, palliative care. I was speaking with Shirley this morning, Don's wife, and he had to go to palliative care at Mount Druitt. And it is the final stop when you go to palliative care. Your thoughts with regards to palliative care, particularly at Westmead?
Well, I think the situation with Don this week has really highlighted the fact that Westmead doesn't have a palliative care unit and hasn't had one for quite some time. And you've only got a couple of options. You can go down to Auburn, to St. Joseph's down there, I think it is, or you've got to go out to Mount Druitt. And at times when people are, you know, in these sort of situations, they're looking for quick answers. And I think there is, I know Jeff Lee has taken up a petition to have the palliative care re-established in Westmead. So I hand out to Jeff Lee, the member for Parramatta, to hopefully get that back on the agenda and get something done.
Thank you very, very much for that. Darren, any final thoughts?
I just thinking, Bob, if you could leave us, Lord Mayor, with a thought about hope for 2021 from City of Parramatta.
Yeah, look, we're going to continue to offer support to our residents' business as we navigate our way through the pandemic. You know, we're working hard to ensure the restaurants and everything are kept open in Parramatta, and we're pushing ahead with a dozen projects, big and small, this year, including the new Parramatta swimming pool and our new community and civic building in Parramatta Square. And we're just looking forward to that Parramatta powerhouse coming. I can assure listeners it is happening, it is coming. There's a pop-up store down in Parramatta Square. I ask you to go down there and view what's happening. But it is coming, and it'll be a great thing for Parramatta. So we've got a lot to look forward to. We've got the light rail just about, you know, hopefully getting out of the major part of the CBD towards the end of 2021. So, you know, there's some great things happening in Parramatta. And we want everybody to come down there and celebrate in our restaurants in Parramatta, in Eat Street, and also up in Parramatta Square. We've got some beautiful new restaurants up there, very modern, right at the train station there. So please go down and have a look at these things. They're fantastic in Parramatta.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, for sharing the great hope of the City of Parramatta for 2021 and for joining us this morning on Spotlight.
Thanks, Darren, and thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year, and have a great morning.
Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Alive 90.5.